For Jennifer Bamey, the Great Lakes flora holds a variety of treasures waiting to be rediscovered, from sinkholes to shipwrecks. But coastal safety is the primary concern driving her work to map the bottom of the lakes as the CEO of the Great Lakes Observing System. So far, 15% has been mapped. She says the initiative supports ongoing efforts to make the region more resilient to climate change.
It identifies areas prone to erosion, flooding, or damage from shifting lake bed sediments that are caused by extreme weather events.
Amy says the Great Lakes are seeing more extreme storms that can be damaging to coastal infrastructure if not well understood. A bill introduced in Congress would provide $200 million for the mapping effort, but it hasn't advanced. Amy says partners also aim to raise private funds. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.